radio play for this week is entitled Forbidden. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Sitting in a darkened room of his Hollywood home, the silence broken only by the whir of a motion picture projector, Archer Kendrick, the director, shows some of his films to J.C. Bendenberg, the big producer.
Now, J.C., watch this next shot. There. See that shark snap at us?
Well,
if it'd been about a foot closer, there wouldn't be any film flashing across that screen. There's no faking that sort of stuff, J.C. That's the real McCoy, and the public will eat it up.
Maybe, Archer, maybe.
You come to do a real South Sea Island special, J.C., you've got to give him the real McCoy. Yeah, look at this. Isn't that a swell team?
Yes, not bad. You've got a good cameraman.
Good. Bradford Allen's the best man in the business. And under contract to me, too. Now, just watch this next shot coming up. I want you to tell me where you've ever seen anything like that.
Say, that's marvelous. Archie, I got to hand it to you. That's marvelous.
And there's the fade-out. Now, I'm offering you a good thing, J.C. I'll take my cameraman to the South Seas and come back with shots of native stuff that no white man has ever filmed before.
I've heard that plenty, Archer. And every time I take somebody up on it, they bring back the same old shock shots and tell me they ran up against native taboos and superstition.
Yes, I know. But I'll bring you back film that no other man has dared open a camera lens on. Come on, what do you say?
Well, I'll tell you. I like the stuff you've just showed me. I'm inclined to test you out.
That's great. You'll never regret it.
I'll furnish the raw stock and your production expenses for one picture.
And if I bring back this forbidden ceremony stuff,
I'll give you a contract for a series.
J.C., you've just made yourself a fortune. No power on earth or above it can stop me from getting that picture for you. Zambi, come here.
Yes, sir, Swan.
Oh, Brad, got that camera platform fixed?
Almost, Archer.
Here, Zambi. What Swan wants?
Zambi, I want you to get your boys in your canoe, paddle to that point there, and come back and land on the beach. Understand?
No, Swan. Boys no can land wagam on beach. Beach sacred. The gods say taboo.
Taboo. Now listen, Zambi. That doesn't scare me. You take your boys out there and you do as I say.
Zambi, go tell boys.
Well, you'd better. And tell them they're going to land on that beach or I won't pay them.
Zambi, tell.
I'd go easy if I were you, Archer. These natives have a healthy respect for taboos.
What's the matter with you, Brad? It sounds as if you were going native on me.
Well, I've heard of pepper pals or ghosts punishing taboo violators by death. Why, over on the island of Apoao...
Who cares about these mumbo-jumbo legends?
I certainly care about them.
Oh, you, Linda.
I believe there's something to what they say about taboo.
Well, you can believe it if you want to. I'm going right ahead and make this picture taboo or no taboo.
But, Archer, all these beaches look the same. Why must you pick on one that's forbidden? Aren't you jeopardizing the safety of all of us?
You keep out of this, Linda. I didn't ask you to come down here in the first place. I'm the one who's responsible if there's to be any vengeance.
Zambi, tell boys Swan. They say no will do.
Oh, they won't, eh? And we'll see about that.
Archer, these natives have reason to refuse. It's part of their religious belief. You should respect that.
Shut up, Linda. Zambi, tell your boys I'll pay them three times more than I promised if they'll land their canoe on that beach down there.
Swan, this island sacred to gods. God will punish by death for break taboo. Zambi, no. Zambi, tell Swan truth.
You heard what I said, Zambi. Three times more than I'm paying now.
Yes, see, Swan. Zambi, tell boys.
No fooling, Archer. I think...
And you keep out of this, Brad. You're paid to turn your camera crank, not to give advice. Is that platform fixed the camera?
Yep.
I'll shoot against the sun. We'll take this in silhouette.
Okay.
All right, Swan. Boys will do.
Good work, Zambi. Well, Linda, Brad, what did I tell you? These black devils here use taboos as a method of getting more pay. As soon as I raised the ante, everything was all right.
That remains to be seen, Archer.
Yes, that remains to be seen.
Well, you'll see then. Come on, Brad. Get up in that crow's nest. Be ready to shoot when the natives turn their canoe and start for the beach.
Okay.
I think you're going too far this time, Archer.
You think the platform may collapse as punishment. What a shot this will make, Brad. That native war canoe against the sun. framed by the jagged palms. Boy, J.C., we're just about kissy for this one shot alone.
Your dog down there on the beach is barking at the canoe. Better get Linda to keep hold of him, or he's liable to race into the picture and spoil it.
Oh, yes. Linda.
Yes?
Call Fritz and hang on to him while we take this.
Come on. Come here, boy. All right, I got it.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're not making this picture with sounds. Hang on to him now. Well, the canoe is turning, Brad. Start grinding. How's it look through the finder?
Beautiful. Little Warren. No doubt about that.
Well, don't lose that canoe. Keep it in the center of the frame all the time, Brad. And they're almost at the beach now. There, they land.
Hurry up! Hurry up! I can't hold this much longer.
Hang on to him, then. Can't let a crazy dog who growls at a shadow stop us from getting this.
Archie, I'm not so sure the dog's growling at a shadow. Maybe it's...
A ghost? Say, you'll be wearing feathers in your hair next. There. We got it.
Well, Archie, you've defied the native gods. What'll happen now?
Days and nights. Isn't this ever going to stop?
What's a little rain compared to those poor devils who suddenly jumped into their campfire last week for no reason at all?
Oh, an accident, Brad. An accident.
Yeah? That one boy we managed to pull out of the fire said he didn't jump. He was pushed in by a ghost.
Mumbo jumbo. You and Linda are going crazy believing all the ghost stories these natives tell you.
If Linda were my wife...
She isn't. You might remember your camera is your only concern.
Linda may not be your wife long, Archie.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said. Linda may not be your wife long.
You think I'm marked for death, eh? Now listen, Brad. I'll live to make this picture. And I'll make some more. There's no power on earth or above it that can stop me. Now, Linda.
Yes?
I'm going out and tell Zambi what to do when this rain lets up.
Weren't you a little previous, Brad, telling Archie I may not be his wife long?
No, why, Linda? The facts have to be faced. You and I love each other.
Brad, we mustn't talk.
Oh, it's true, isn't it? You do love me, don't you?
Yes, it's true. I love you.
Oh, Linda. Linda. We can't go on like this. Letting our hearts beat agonizingly, hopelessly for each other.
But there's Archie, you know.
Archie. He isn't worthy of you. He hasn't any consideration for you. Treat you like dirt.
But I'm still his wife.
He doesn't mean anything to you anymore, does he?
No, I can't love him anymore. I have to be me.
He means nothing to you. You mean nothing to him. His work is all that matters now. Love, home, friends, even the taboos of these natives mean nothing to Archer anymore. Oh, Linda, why can't we go away together? Now. Away from this dripping, gloomy place.
That won't change things, Dad.
Why not? Then we'd be able to have each other always.
No, Dad. We mustn't do anything like that.
Linda, if you love me, why won't you come away with me?
Because I'm still married to Arthur.
But you can get free from him.
That's just the trouble. You see, Dad, when we were married, I pledged myself to Arthur until death do us part.
Linda, you're serious?
Yes, Dad, I am. I can't come to you as long as Arthur's alive. In my religious belief, that's forgiveness. You see, even Christians have taboos.
Oh. I've never looked at it that way. But Linda, it may be years. It may be never.
That can't be.
What do you think of it?
This is terrific. Colossal. Archer, in all my producing career, never have I seen anything like this film.
I knew you'd like it, J.C.
And look at that. What a marvelous silhouette shot. The canoe and the fringe of palm.
Yes. I have to laugh when I think how that native boy, Zambi, told me I would be killed for making them beach that canoe there. They said it was forbidden. But I got him to do it.
And you've used the shot for your fade-out, I see.
Yes, the native said it would be my fade-out. But I'm still here.
Will that be all, Mr. Benenberg?
Yes, thanks, Jimmy.
Okay, Mr. Benenberg.
Well, did I keep my promise, J.C.?
You certainly did, Archer. And here's where I keep mine. I want you to make that tease, Archer, and I think it'll take you 10 years. So here's the contract. Sign on the dotted line.
And, J.C., here goes my signature before you change your mind.
Can I drive you anywhere, Archer? I'm calling for my car.
Oh, no, thanks. If you might ask him to tell my chauffeur, I'll be right out.
Send for my car, please. And tell Mr. Kendrick's driver. He'll be right out.
Well, there you are, J.C.
May we have many more like the picture you've just made?
As long as they have taboos to be shot, I'll shoot them.
Drop in tomorrow, Archer. We'll discuss a new story.
Tomorrow, then. Yeah, home, Riley?
Yes,
home.
Sir.
Well, Fritz, we put it over. Yes, sir, we broke all their taboos. But we broke the record for South Sea Pictures, too. Yes, sir, boy. Hey, what's the matter, Fritz? What is it, boy? Hey, Riley. Has the dog acted like this all afternoon?
No, sir.
He's been quiet as a lamb. This is odd. I've only seen him act like this once before while I was shooting my picture. He tried to run away as though he saw a ghost or something supernatural. Mrs. Kendrick held him back. Now he wants to climb out of the car. Well, you better stop and let him out, Riley. He'll rip that poetry to shreds.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter, Fritz? What's the trouble, boy? Well, we've stopped the car.
I'll open the door, sir.
There you go, Fritzy. There's nothing to.
Riley, that truck! It's coming right at us!
And now we bring you the latest news of the day. A flash from Hollywood, California. Archer Kendrick, well-known motion picture director, was instantly killed this afternoon when a truck swerved to the wrong side of the road and crashed into his parked car. His chauffeur was uninjured. Although the police record the fatality as a traffic accident, some call it vengeance of Polynesian gods for Mr. Kendrick's violation of sacred taboos while filming his latest picture. The dramatic radio program to which you have just listened was suggested by an amazing story which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Our radio play for this week is entitled Justice. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It is a sunny afternoon in 1885. A new sign is being nailed on the porch roof of a Western saloon, which already bears the identification of the Virginia Rose.
Yeah, best drive home another nail in it, Two Gun. We don't want no Idaho brainstorms blowing her down.
How's that, Fred?
Yeah, looks right proper to me. Darned if that won't stop folks from questioning my authority. There it is in letters most a foot high. Judge Fred Mank, notary public, justice of the peace, the law west of the Comanches.
Oh, I think it looks just lovely, Judge Mank.
Not a mite lovelier than Emmy Cooper, the little Virginia Rose my place was named after.
Now, Judge, you really mustn't say such things. What'll folks think?
Hey, Fred.
Yeah?
I'd like for you to come down off this here rickety ladder.
Well, come ahead, Two Gun. Who's keeping you up there?
You are. I want to know if this sign's...